Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, a softening market from a buyer's perspective.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about this shift in pricing and strategy and movement in the market that is a bit of a slowdown. It's not a crisis. It's not a tailspin. It's consumers trying to get a hold of the best opportunity at the time that's right for them. And in doing that, we've got to take a look also at buyers. As you feel the market's slowing or shifting or adjusting, how do you respond in a respectful way to be successful in a purchase, but also not overpay for the property?
Certainly, you're going to try the time-tested procedure of lowball offer just to make sure that you get kicked out of the game. And what you're doing is you're setting up the next person that would like to buy that property to have an easier transaction. You come in low, the seller's ticked off, the next person comes in higher, but maybe still low, they're going to talk to them, not you. You're out of the game. You have just become first loser or second place, either way. So be really careful. If you see what you want, and it produces the benefits, the ownership benefits that you're after, and you have looked for a while and you haven't seen it, now you're seeing it, be really careful in kicking yourself to the curb.
I think what another way to look at that is you've got to make a decision whether you're willing to lose out on it if someone overpays or buy it now above the price of the marketplace. Or there's a third alternative, and that is to let the market beat up that seller, so to speak,
right,
help them understand the reality of the situation they have in the marketplace today, and then come in as respectful as you can at the price that's right for you. So right now I've got some buyers, first-time buyers, it's hard for them because they've really been looking for the right opportunity, but we recognize there's no way I could resell this property at the price suggested right now. So we've got to go in and decide whether we're going to try to educate them ourselves or let the market do it a bit.
That's a tough one, because if you really are anxious for a particular property, to be able to be patient and sit on the curb and watch the parade go by and then hope that it becomes your turn, that's hard to do, in all candor. I don't particularly use that strategy when I'm a buyer's broker. I have got maybe a different strategy where I come in with what's needed to control the property, and then if there's some adjustment to be needed, I'm going to be doing that once I have quote-unquote control of the asset.
So a little bit of tell them what they want to hear first out of the gate.
I'm
Marcia
bit.
Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.